Now will you notice, he says in verse 6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now what does he mean when he says ye are gods? Now the Lord Jesus himself, you'll recall, quoted that when they came to him and actually questioned his deity. Why, he answered them with this scripture here. They accused him, you remember, of blasphemy, because actually he made himself God. He says, I and my Father are one. And they accused him of blasphemy. And the Lord Jesus said, why, it's written in your law, ye're gods. And he is saying to them that they are sitting in the place of judgment. And when you sit in the place of judgment, you are taking the place of God. And so many of the saints today are guilty of that type of thing. They sit in judgment on other saints. Well, Paul, you remember, said, I'm not judged to any man. I'm going to stand before him someday, and because of that, I don't even judge myself. When you stand in the place of judgment, why, you're acting for God. And you're gods when you're judging. You've taken that position. And I'm fearful of our nation today with so many godless men that are seeking office. Because to begin with, they know nothing of the background of this country. They are not in spiritual tune with the founding of this nation that was founded on the Word of God. And I remember years ago, and I was greatly impressed by that judge in New York City. Was it the Rosenthals that were brought before him, and they were guilty of being spies? And this judge was a Jew, and he said that the night before, the next day that he handed in judgment, he spent that whole night in prayer. I was impressed by that, my friend. Why? Well, because he was going to have to hand down a harsh judgment. He was going to have to stand actually in the place of God and take the life of a man. And a man that has that position ought to be a godly man. He ought to be a man of prayer. And I was impressed a great deal by that. I feel like today that the big problem is with the judges. Actually, not the criminal out in front. It's with the judges. And the breakdown of law and order, it's a strange place, has begun among the law profession and not really with the criminal element at all. Now, any time that you pass judgment on a person, you stand in the position of God. You know, parents ought to recognize that. What does God say to a little fella that's growing up in a home? Why, he says, little fella, I want you to listen to your mama and your papa. I want you to follow what they have to say. But wait a minute. Suppose papa and mama don't tell them the right thing and don't bring them up as they should. And they're a lot like that today. And God says, I'm going to hold them responsible because they're in my place. They occupy that position because I have said to that little boy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. And God help the father or the mother today that's not leading a child in a godly pathway. Someone said, what is worse than going to hell? And the answer that was given by a great preacher of the South years ago was to go to hell to hear the voice of a boy. And the father recognizes it and says, my son, what are you doing here? And the boy says, Dad, I followed you. May I say to you, friends, this is a tremendous verse. God says to the judges, you be sure you judge accurately. Be sure it's just. You're gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. That's what he's talking about here. Now he says, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now you may stand in the place of God, but you're a human being, and one day you are coming down. And you're going to have to stand before God. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. And that was a prayer and will be a prayer of the nation Israel. I'm not sure what I could join in that prayer today. O God, judge this earth. O God, you're going to inherit all the nations. This is yours. And judge the earth. That is a prayer I think that any can pray today.